here's a story from The World.
Not long ago, politicians in Arizona, Texas, Florida, and elsewhere moved forward to open up their economies and loosen emergency lockdown restrictions. Now they're hitting the brakes. This week, several U.S. states have seen record numbers of new daily COVID-19 infections. Latin America is facing a similar dilemma. Governments want to let businesses reopen, but in many parts of Latin America, the numbers of new coronavirus infections keeps rising. Politicians are dealing with a choice there, millions of people going without work or millions getting sick. The World's Jorge Valencia has this story about some independent scientists in Peru trying to do their part.
They're developing fast and cheap testing. They're studying how the virus is spreading across Peru. And they're figuring out a way to reduce the number of patients in hospitals.
Yeah, so my name is Teresa Ochoa. I'm a pediatric infectious disease specialist.
Dr. Ochoa directs the Tropical Medicine Institute at the Universidad Peruana Cayetano Heredia. I reached out at her home.
Here in Lima, Peru.
She's doing research to help the Peruvian Health Ministry. Along with the country's largest phone company, doctors at her university have created a program to automatically send text messages to people who've been to their hospital.
So the purpose of this small pilot study is actually to diagnose the patients earlier so they can have some proper care at home and not put on risk other people trying to go to the emergency room if they really don't need to go back.
Ochoa says they started the program 2 weeks ago, hoping it'll be an instrument that can help reduce overcrowding in hospitals across Peru.
And we're going to analyze it like in one more week on this. If this is working, the idea is then go to the Ministry of Health and escalate this project in a nationwide program.
That's just one of the projects. Dr. Pablo Sukuyama is a bacteriologist who works with Ochoa and usually studies microbacterial tuberculosis. Right now, he's studying how the coronavirus genome is evolving in his country, as have scientists in other countries.
So we felt like we should not lag behind this global effort.
Tsukuyama took my call at home, where he's also a dad.
Yes, that's my daughter. She's a year and a half.
Tsukuyama explains that scientists studied the genomic sequence of the virus to trace how and where it has spread. This information is valuable for scientists developing a vaccine. Tsukuyama says he's sequencing 1,000 genomes in all regions of Peru.
And these to see how it entered Peru sometime in March. And which lineages, which mutations are the ones that were most successful at spreading within different Peruvian regions.
Independent scientists in regions all over Latin America are figuring out ways to help. Dr. Valesca Callafa is an epidemiologist at the Federal University of Minas Gerais in Brazil. She says public health officials are overwhelmed.
Well, they are trying to take care of all those hospitalizations that are increasing very fast now in this phase of the epidemic here. And they are testing some special risk groups.
Like health professionals, grocery store workers, bus drivers. She says she is doing spatial analysis using the addresses of people who have been confirmed infected in her city of Belo Horizonte.
And so we can understand where people live and distribute over the city.
This is useful for public officials, but Dr. Teresa Ochoa in Lima, Peru, says that she wishes she could do more.
Yes, because I have colleagues that are working there. Many of them have got sick. So whatever we do is just nothing. It's a little bit comparing to what they're doing.
Ochoa says it hits close to home.
Sorry about that, but I get very emotional. I have a friend, a very close friend, that is the one in charge of managing the patients. And she keeps telling me that she goes home and keeps seeing all the dead people, no? All the cadáveres.
Ochoa says she's grateful for health workers treating patients because they are the ones taking the biggest risk. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.
From PRX.